Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk with Scott Hanselman. Now, Scott, you did a session at Mix called File New Company.
Yeah.
Now, I'd love people to create a company just by going File New. It's like have a company fully populated. But I'm assuming that wasn't what your talk was quite about?
Well, it was teasing Microsoft a little bit because of the whole wizard culture, you know, because the implication that one could do File New Company or File New Enterprise is always kind of there. But basically, it was a walkthrough of an ASP.NET MVC application from literally File New Project up until here is a complete application. So we went and we brought in the database. We came up with a database provider model. We added new controllers and views step by step by step from simply getting data to appear on the screen, adding security and login, adding AJAX support, brought in a map from Virtual Earth, and then ultimately making it support mobile devices. So by the end of the 75-minute talk, we had a real application that I could put on the internet that supported all browsers. It was XHTML compliant, and it worked on mobile phones.
That sounds amazing. I mean, like, you know, I see people doing that sort of stuff. When I just try it myself, it doesn't seem quite as easy as it appears on stage.
Yeah. Well, we did a couple of tricks with what I call Julia Child's tricks, where we put the pie unbaked into the oven and then we pull the pie out. So, for example, I showed how to get data off the out of the database and onto the screen using, you know, I wanted to basically get CRUD, right? Create, read, update, delete. And I figured, well, that's tedious to do all of them. If I can get read and maybe show them a little bit of create, then I'll just put the pie in the oven and pull it out, and then update and delete will be done. So there were about three or four points within the talk where I told them, I said, all right, we've reached a point where the next 10 minutes would be boring and you would watch me type. Poof. And then I kind of went file recent project step two. So there were some moments where I kind of TiVo'd forward, but otherwise it was legitimate.
But conceptually, I mean, in a day, you could have taken and done the entire thing from scratch,
right,
without anything pre-built for you.
Well, and one of the things that I did was I made sure that what I was doing was XHTML compliant so that I didn't have to think about the look and feel. I had a designer who also works at Microsoft named Michael Bach. He was off working on the CSS. So I was doing this whole thing using the standard kind of boring blue default CSS, but keeping it XHTML the whole time. And then kind of at the ta-da part of the presentation, I said, well, and here's Michael's skin that he's been working on. So I wanted to show the separation of concerns, that I was concerned with one thing and Michael with another, but also that a couple of people can get a lot done in a pretty short period of time.
So what do you think are some of the key pieces of technology that made this possible, allowed you to take in conceptually a day, do an entire website for this mythical company?
Well, I think that the model that ASP.NET MVC provides is sufficiently baked, is clear enough that, again, the separation of concerns, the idea that it's not just kind of the way things are now with web forms where there's your page and there's your code behind and things kind of get munged up into one big pile of code. I had a repository pattern, and I had my Nerd Dinner repository that was responsible for one thing, getting data out of the database. And that was nice and clean and unit tested and was concerned with nothing else but that. I had my views, which were concerned with making angle brackets. They were concerned with HTML and nothing else. And then I had my controllers that did some, you know, orchestration of those things. The simplicity that model provides is kind of, it's surprisingly productive. You get a lot done with a very minimal amount of code, as long as you kind of stay within, you kind of color within the lines. Once I had my repository set up, it was just a matter of the coordination between getting the data out of the database and up on the screen. And then the model that we have now with CSS and XHTML is such that if you just put up an unordered list of something, just UL, LI, people can style the heck out of that, and that can turn into a data grid or a map or anything that you want. So I think we're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants in order to make something like that happen. The other thing, though, is that the MVC team has got some accelerators within Visual Studio when you install MVC, such that you can right-click and say add view or add controller, and rather than just popping up a wizard that walks you through the process and, you know, kind of in that traditional Microsoft and then a miracle happens way, they actually have used T4, the text transformation template engine that's baked into Visual Studio, to make a series of code generation templates. I can customize those so that when I say right-click add view or right-click add controller, it can generate code that looks like what I want to.
It's adding your view.
Exactly. Right? And it's adding a view that looks and feels and acts the way I want. But we're generating code, so you get that multiplier effect. And this, in my opinion, keeps people from having to focus on monkey code. It's just slapping the keyboard, you know, all the design is done, and now it's just a matter of I am limited by the bus that is my fingers. And the code generation and their use of the T4 engine, I think, makes that possible.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it sounds like the whole concept of separating things out in individual packets that the MVC or Model View Control model mm-hmm. is basically all focused on is one of the key things that allows you as an individual to be far more productive as well as a person working within a group of other people as well.
Yeah. But it's a different kind of productivity, though. Smaller, maybe I'm celebrating smaller victories. I mean, with something like web forms, you drag a data source over and you drag a grid over and hook them up, and you can become dramatically productive. You know, within minutes, you can get something done. MVC takes a little bit of a different tack in that it embraces HTML. It doesn't hide HTML from you. It doesn't hide HTTP from you. It is kind of as close to coding to the bare metal of the web as one can get, while web forms is focused on a component model. So it's kind of a different level of productivity. I feel like I can get angle brackets out quickly that look the way I want in MVC. That's a different goal than saying, get that database up in a data grid quick, which a component model, kind of when I say component, I'm kind of thinking about dragging squares onto pages, the line of business style, as opposed to the kind of Web 2.0 low-level style that MVC provides.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of people are embracing the whole MVC model as well, which conceptually has a lot of difference to it in just thinking through the entire process of designing an application and architecting an application. How big of a challenge do you think this is for developers?
Yeah, it is a mind shift. It's a different way of thinking about things. Remembering that web forms gives you a sense of eventing and a sense of comfort that we got when Visual Basic 3 came out. The idea that I can drag some buttons over, double click on a button, and be sitting in a button click event is a comfortable place. It is a productive place to be. To say now that that is gone, and look at that, that's HTTP, and love it, can be really overwhelming for people who have been doing a lot of business applications in web forms for a long time. While for others, when you strip away that abstraction that web forms provides, they find it exciting and exhilarating, and they say, now I can breathe. And that's why it's such a, I wouldn't say controversial, but it's such a polarizing thing. It is very different, and if it doesn't feel right, you probably shouldn't be doing it. I tell people that, you know, try MVC, try web forms, pick the one that makes you happy. We as Microsoft aren't going to pick one and throw weight behind it. I mean, web forms is not going anywhere. We've just introduced something new.
Mm-hmm. So it's not for everybody. It's not intended to be for everybody.
Definitely not. And I think it's also important to say, and there's really no way to express it, I'm trying to think about Venn diagrams or equations, but basically ASP.NET is greater than ASP.NET MVC. Okay? ASP.NET is greater than web forms. ASP.NET is the provider model and the runtime and the way it hooks in IIS and caching and auth and auth and session and all those things. There's so much more than just the interaction model, than the architecture of the application. So to say they've changed ASP.NET, this is simply handlers and modules sitting on top of the same scalable base that you know about already.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we've reinvented the wheel here. It's just something else sitting on top of the wheels.
Just a different use of a wheel.
Yeah, it's a different kind of vehicle, yep. Even.
Now, if you had to take and identify the type of developer or the type of application that could best make use of MVC, I mean, like, let's say someone in our audience is watching this and hasn't used MVC yet, what could you use to help him self-identify that maybe he should be looking at MVC?
So, let me think here. That's a good question. If you're doing web applications now, and maybe you have a build server, or you're starting to think about things like continuous integration, if you unit test all of your business objects and your domain logic and your database repositories, and you wish that you could unit test more, you could unit test your web apps, if you are struggling with aspects of web forms that make it difficult to test, then you might want to look at MVC. MVC does everything that it can to get out of your way and make unit testing easy. Like, for example, an app, the Nerd Dinner application that we did at Mix, it's got like 97% coverage. That doesn't indicate that it's a great application. It indicates only that there are most of the code paths that I have identified are covered by unit tests, which is something that's very, very difficult to do with web forms. Web forms doesn't lend itself to testing because much of the web forms underlayment expects that it is running within the context of IIS. Controllers within MVC have no expectation that they're even on the web at all, and that makes them really, really easy to test. So if you're a person who wishes you could test more, then you should pick MVC. If you are a person who likes jQuery, who likes HTML, who wishes that you had more control over what was going over the wire, then you would probably like MVC. If you know what things like inversion of control and dependency injection are and wish you could use them more in your applications, then you'd like MVC. That's not to mean it's not for new people, but it is a kind of a it can be done in a very sophisticated way, and it can be a little daunting initially. That's why I encourage people to look at the walkthrough that we did. You can get a free book, a free ebook, 200-page walkthrough. It's just tinyurl.com/ASP.NET MVC. And they can get a free 180-something-page ebook. And we'll walk you through the creation of the Nerd Dinner app from file new all the way to the end. And if you're advanced, jump into the middle. And if you're a beginner, you can literally walk through the whole thing. And at the end, you will have built it yourself. It's a complete step-by-step tutorial.
And also, like, understand that you've got a quote you like using for how people, like, lose some of their fear about MVC, about cars, motorcycles, something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm beating this quote too much, but it's such a great analogy. The idea that we've introduced a new kind of vehicle, like we were talking before about, we haven't reinvented the wheel, but we have made a different kind of car. Let's say that WebForms is a car and that ASP.NET MVC is a motorcycle. You can't point at one kind of vehicle and say qualitatively that this is better than that. You can't say MVC is a motorcycle, therefore it's better. Motorcycles are awesome. You may be a fan of motorcycles, but there are some fundamental facts about them. You can't easily take groceries. You can't pile the kids and take your motorcycle and the soccer moms and all go out to soccer. Does that mean it's bad? That means that it doesn't fit that kind of a need, right? Minivans and motorcycles are different, just as MVC and web forms are different. But I try to use that analogy because I want people to understand that this isn't, just because there's a lot of buzz around MVC doesn't mean that web forms people should feel bad. There are still some really cool things happening in web forms. Web forms 4.0 in ASP.NET is including a lot of new features. We're not going to stop making cars just because we've introduced a new kind of vehicle.
Now, so you also mentioned some links, the tiny URL link, links to get the book, links to...
Yeah, so if they go to Nerd Dinner, nerddinner.com, at the bottom, there's a link to the source code. There's a link to my blog and Scott Goo's blog. Also, Phil Hack, who's the program manager for ASP.NET MVC, and Rob Connery. We all worked on this together. They can go to the nerddinner.com site, and at the bottom, they've got a link to the source code, link to the book. And really, the best place to go to learn about MVC is going to be www.asp.net/MVC.
Okay, and what I'll do is in the description for this episode, I'll stick some of those links in there. So
okay,
people
cool.
watching the show on Channel 9 can just go to the description and click on those links and get all that sort of stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, that site is run by one of my coworkers, Stephen Walther, and he's got videos, screencasts, how-tos, tutorials, step-by-step, and there's also a list of books and other resources that people can get to learn about MVC.
Yeah, I think that can be interesting since you get your laptop here, maybe take a look at some of these sites and some of this the features that you were talking about with the nerddinner.com and stuff like that.
Okay, so this is the nerddinner.com site, and if I come up here, it's showing me the popular dinners.
So this is the site you built at Mix?
Yes, this is nerddinner.com. I built the site at Mix using the default template, and then Michael Bach helped me skin it to make it kind of classy and pretty like this.
Now, I notice you're not using the new Silverlight mapping control here yet.
You know, anytime I use something new, there's always something better and newer that comes out about 5 minutes later, and then I regret it. But yes, for now we're using the Virtual Earth JavaScript control. And we're using jQuery because one of the things that's fun to point out about ASP.NET MVC is that it actually ships jQuery. It's the first Microsoft product to ship an open source library along
included
with it.
Included in it, wow.
Yeah, and it's supported. So when you call Microsoft support, say I'm running jQuery, it's a fully supported thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if I hover over this dinner, I can see where it is, and we see that the 59 people are going to have fish and chips and hamburgers. If I go up here in location and type in Seattle, Washington, and hit search, looks like that one's happening here in Bellevue, and I can click there. And it looks like on June 18th at 7, there's going to be an exceedingly large nerd dinner. Looks like 50-plus people are coming to the pump house there. And then I can click and add that to my my Outlook calendar.
So the base concept behind this application as a company is to take and basically doing social networking amongst nerds so they can find a dinner to go to and talk about technology.
Right. People that look like that guy.
Yeah, he's kind of scary.
He's kind of a scary sandwich eating man.
Yeah.
But he's got that is a little frightening, isn't it? Yeah, so that was the idea. And actually, you know, this domain was owned about 6 years ago by a guy named Jim Blizzard, who was a DPE guy. He let the domain expire. And it was a squatted domain for many, many years. And then one day it expired, and I went to a domain auction, and I won it for $10. So I saved it from the abyss, which was pretty exciting. So, yeah, so nerddinner.com. And then also if you go to nerddinner at CodePlex, you can go up there and get the code for the entire site. And it's already been updated several times. We've got... See, here's different check-ins. We've got check-ins from the community. Dave Ward is checking in some of the new ASP.NET AJAX stuff. We're updating things to make things work in IE8, updating the latest jQuery. So it is a living, kind of breathing thing. And people can actually go up and give me patches. I've had people do that already. And click here on patches. You can see places where the community... Here's a guy who's helping me. He found that he could overflow one of my integers, so he's fixed that. Here's a guy who made a fix for IE6. Someone's updating iCal support. So this is a really great way to learn about MVC, but then also get involved in the community and get involved in an open source application.
And then go to a dinner and talk about the changes you made to it.
Exactly. That would be the goal. People can also go to Scott Gu's blog, and they can download the tutorial in either PDF or in HTML. So this is just... step by step, walking through how it works. This is the blue theme that we built the application with. And then go through all of these different features from doing master pages to AJAX, all the way down to the very end using unit testing. And it's kind of all free. We kind of wanted to build an ecosystem. You can find also information in my blog in the Nerd Dinner category.
And this is the book you wrote about MVC?
Yeah, this is the book that Phil and Rob and I, we were joking about this book because we said that the extended forehead edition will be coming out soon, because never have I seen some men with so little hair on the cover of one book. Here, let me bring this up. This is frightening. So we were thinking about either banner ad space on our heads or some kind of a five-head edition. There's already been some fan art where they've extended our heads and put ads along the top. So, yeah, this is the book. It's from Rocks Press. And we've got this book and many other books listed up at ASP.NET/MVC. There's a really thriving community. Here are some of the books that are coming out, if not already out, from Jeffrey Palermo, my peer Stephen Walter. So there's a lot of information about MVC, and if they just start at the ASP.NET MVC site, they can find everything that they need.
Okay, plus also, you know, send me any of the links.
Absolutely.
And I'll take and make sure you include those so they can go, you know, one-stop shopping on the Channel 9 site.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if there was one core piece of information you could take and relate to someone that is thinking about using MVC, what do you think it would be?
It's not scary.
It's not scary.
It's not scary. I think that when people come, when Microsoft comes out with something new, there's a fear that the something old that I already know is going away, and that the something new is going to be harder than the, and that's just life. I mean, progress kind of marches on. I think that MVC is significant, and I think it marks significant progress around Microsoft understanding that the developer community values testing, it values clean design, it values separation of concern, but that doesn't mean we should be afraid of it. So I would just encourage people to just sit down and try it, and I think that the tutorial, the idea that I'm going to, you know, sit down with it next to me and go file new and walk through it myself is a good way to learn that.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate talking with you, and looks like I should just jump on that train and look at MVC myself.
Yeah,
and
see file what's new going company.
There you go. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Hopefully you enjoyed that little insight into MVC and ASP.NET from Scott. Be sure to check out the links we're going to have in the description. Check out Scott's talk he did at Mix09. You can watch File New Company live on stage, him working everything properly. Check out nerddinner.com and have a dinner with some nerds next to you, and maybe even pick up a copy of Scott's book. Thanks for joining us.